To most of us, the heavy rains of the spring are distant memory these hot, humid summer days. But the effects of over 15 inches of rain in March are still being felt at one of Massachusetts' most popular summer destination points, Walden Pond. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyeroff takes us to the woods.
Walden Pond State Reservation is a kettle pond with no surface water flowing in or out. It's been that way for as long as anyone can remember. Even Henry David Thoreau wrote about it in his 1854 book, Walden or Life in the Woods.
As for the inlet or outlet of Walden, I have not discovered any but rain and snow and evaporation.
But never in the history of the pond has John Farrow, the park supervisor at Walden Pond, seen the beach disappear.
That's the first that we can remember. We've had limited beaches in the past, but this was, entire beach was gone.
Since June, the Department of Conservation and Recreation has been forced to limit visitors. Only two-thirds of the parking lot is open, and it fills up quickly, so they close and reopen the lot throughout the day. To let people know whether there's parking, they update a phone message.
Due to high water level limiting the beach area, parking is now...
During a normal summer day, the beach can fit about 1,000 people at a time. But these days, John Farrow says they have to turn people away when they reach about 700 visitors.
Most people understood. Certainly there's been some frustration. People drive a long way. But we have made a lot of concessions to people, trying to be as friendly and accepting as we can.
It's been a dry summer, so Jennifer Orsini from West Roxbury says even though she heard from a friend the water reclaimed much of the beach, she didn't believe him.
So we came today, we walked in, we saw the beach, and we said, oh no, this is it. So we managed to find a little spot, but we were lucky to get the spot that we did.
Orsini got engaged here 7 years ago. Her husband proposed in the woods near Thoreau's original cabin site, which you can still walk to on a higher path, but the pond path is closed. Since May, the pond has gone down enough to give back about 15 feet of sandy beach. But in many parts, the water reaches the retaining wall, where Maggie Ferreira from Somerville is perched.
We're sitting on the rocks, on the steps. They think the children like to build the sand castles and enjoy walking on the sand, and it's difficult for the children.
Park officials can't predict when the water will go down more. It depends on the weather. Despite the shrunken beach and the closures, the people who come to this pond are often seeking more than a day at the water's edge. Kelly Lemos from Arlington was sitting with her children on a grassy area.
It's nice. It's shady. It's cool in the hot weather.
Oh, wait, what are you reading? Look at that.
I know. I bought this the first time I was here. It's 5 of his essays. They're very dry.
Civil Disobedience and Other Essays, yes. Henry David Thoreau.
Yes.
That's what makes Walden Pond so special. Visitors come to where Thoreau lived a 2-year experiment in simple living, not just for the cool water, but for a little bit of transcendentalism to rub off on them. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.